Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday school offer for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
Let me say thank you for letting me be here today. Welcome to our services. My name is Roger Storms. As introduced, I wanted to see what Michael put up there so I could counteract anything that he might have said that was negative. Following on Judy's theme, I would be the pinch hitter today if I'm preaching. So you'll pick that up for next service, I'm sure. All right. I was 29 years as a pastor, retired a few years ago, and become friends with Michael. It's been my joy to hear a year or so ago sharing with you. He invited me to come back, and I appreciate that. If you don't like it this week, then don't come next week, because I'm preaching next weekend too. Couple of things. I'm very part-time working with Pioneer Bible Translators. If you would like to translate and be a translator, you can help me out. On the tables, as you come in and go out, there are little things that say, do something that will last for eternity. You can participate with us in translating a verse of Scripture. And I just wanted to, you can pick one of these up. You can find out how to do that. It'd be a great joy to have you partner with us in that cause. Let me also just say, if you have a cell phone, you might want to make sure you have it on the silent mode or stun mode or just turn it off. Because today God's going to be talking to you, so you need to talk to anybody else on the phone during this time. And I just want to let you know that. God does want to communicate with you. Oh, I should introduce my wife, shouldn't I? Yes, that'd be a big mistake not to do that. She's sitting down here in front of my lovely bride of 47 and a half years, Nancy Storms. Would you welcome her? Great. Now, God does want to communicate with you. He wants to communicate with each one of us. From the opening pages of your Bible, it becomes apparent that God wants to make himself known to us. The reason he created us was so that we could have fellowship with each other. And throughout the scriptures, we see that God is speaking to his people. As you read through the Bible time and time again, you'll see it says, God says, and God said, and God said. And so I want you to participate with me in this. Now, on your worship outline or worship folder, on the inside, I've put notes for you. And I encourage you to get out a pen or a pencil and fill in the spaces as they come in. They're going to make them apparent to you so that you can not only hear the word, but you can participate in sharing with me in the word today. So open that up, take a look, and see what it says. See, God wanted to walk with Adam and Eve in the very beginning so he could talk with them, communicate with them. And that's what God wants, to build a relationship with us. And the key to any relationship is communication. The key to any relationship is communication. Would you agree with that? Now, communication can be easily misunderstood, but God wants to communicate with us. Nancy and I have been married for 47 and a half years. And when she speaks to me, number one, I don't always hear. And number two, I don't always understand what she says. Ladies, can you vouch for me that that's probably true for your husbands as well? They don't always hear and they don't always understand. Men, would you say that you don't always hear and don't always understand? It's a problem we all deal with in communication. That's why it's so tough. Now, I love, let me just tell you, if you're a newlywed or even if you're not, let me give you some marriage help here. There are two things you need to understand about women. Everybody listening? There are two things you need to understand about women. And nobody knows what they are. Now, I love Nancy deeply, but I don't always hear her. And even when I do, I don't always understand. But when Nancy calls me, even before I had name recognition, caller ID on my phone, I would know who it was because I know her voice. I've known her voice for 48 and a half years as we've intimately built a relationship. I know her voice. And after 57 years of walking with God, I know his voice. Now, I've never heard him speak audibly. God has never spoken to me out loud. I hear it through my ear. But he speaks to me all the time directly in my mind. You may or may not know this, but right now there are radio waves, TV waves, microwaves flowing through the air. We can't see them, but they're right here flowing through this room. And if you had the right tuner, you could connect with them and understand what's being said, understand what you could see. You could even hear and understand what's going on the phone. But you have to have the right receiver to tune into them. So today, we're going to talk about how to tune in and hear God speak to you. You remember the old cell phone commercial that says, do you hear me now? How many of you remember that one? Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Well, that's exactly what God wants us to understand. In Luke chapter 8, verse 8, Jesus says, whoever has ears, let him hear. That's Jesus' way of saying, do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? So if we're going to understand this passage, we're going to look into this very familiar passage that we read together just a minute ago in a parable that teaches us how to be tuned in to God's voice. Now, why is this so important? Well, there are three reasons it's important. First of all, it's important to hear from God because it proves that I am in God's family. It proves that I'm in God's family. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Now, friends, there are a lot of people who are fans of Jesus, but they're not truly in relationship with him. They may like Jesus. They may like him a lot, but they're really not in an intimate relationship with him. And God wants us to have that relationship. So hearing the voice of God proves that I'm in God's family. Second of all, it protects me from mistakes. It protects me from snakes, mistakes. There's a lot of potholes and trap in life. How many can agree with me? There are a lot of potholes and traps in life. And when we hear from God, God wants to warn us, advise us, so we don't fall into those potholes. We don't fall into those traps in our life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, the proverb writer says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. And that's true. But there's a third reason we need to hear from God, and that is it produces success in life. It produces success in life. Now, I'm not talking about the world's definition of success here. Listen, true success is being and doing what God made me to be and do. True success is being and doing what God made you and I to be and to do. Psalm 32, verse 8 says this, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best paths for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. So how do we learn to hear God speak? Well, in your Bibles, if you want to turn to Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 5, in this famous parable that we read, I'm going to read it for you again just to remind you of it, and then we're going to break it down and understand what the Lord is teaching us. In Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, the scripture says, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path and was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up with it and choked out the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. And when he said this, he called out and said, do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Now, how many of you are farmers in here, work on round farms? Farming in Israel in the time of Jesus was very different. The farmers walked down a path and they broadcast their seed. In fact, that's the term we get for broadcast, television, radio, broadcast. It goes out around and over. And so when they would broadcast their seed, it fell on different types of soil. Some seed fell on the footpath, some fell on the shallow, rocky soil, some fell where there were weeds, and some on the cultivated soil ready for growth. And I believe that these types of soils relate to my attitude and my receptivity to God's voice. God is speaking to me all the time. He's broadcasting to me all the time. God is the farmer. The seed is what the word that he's speaking to me. And the soil is the attitude and the receptivity of my heart and my mind. The soil is the attitude and receptivity of my mind and my heart. Now, in Jesus' stories, he says there are four things I must be if I want to hear God speak. Are you ready for these? Four things, and here they are. If I want to hear God speak, I must have an open mind. I must have an open mind. Again, the farmer walks along this narrow path in the field that's hardened and compacted by its constant use over generations of farming in that area. And the seed can't penetrate if it falls on that hard path. It can't take root, and it's just wasted seed. The scripture says, Jesus says, as he was scattering the seed in Luke 8, 5, some of it fell along the path, and it was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Now, if we want to hear from God, we must hear and be receptive. If you want to hear from God, we must hear and be receptive. Jesus explains what he means by that statement. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, he says, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes it away, the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and may not be saved. Now, there are times when we have a hardened mind, a closed mind to God's voice. And what can cause that hardened mind, that closed mind? Well, pride can do that. Pride can cause us to have a hardened mind, a closed mind. Pride says, I'm a self-made person. I don't really need God to help me in this. I don't need to go to God on this. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of it myself. Pride can make us think that we don't need God's help, so we don't listen to him. The second thing that can cause us to have a closed mind is fear. Fear can cause us to have a hardened and closed mind. If I listen to God, he may ask me to do something I don't really want to do. I'm afraid if I listen to him, he may say that he wants me to do this or serve here or go here or give this or be involved in this or change this in my life. And because I don't want to do it, I'm not going to listen. And then bitterness can cause us to have a hardened and closed mind. Maybe some of you in this room have been hurt. And you've been harboring bitterness in your life. Something that happened years ago or months ago or yesterday. And God may be asking you to forgive someone and you don't want to. So you just tune him out. You just tune him out. A bitter life is a wasted life. And you're a prisoner to that bitterness. You need to let it go and listen to God. James says in James chapter 1, verse 21, so get rid of all filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept, humbly open up your heart and your mind to the word of God that he's planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. So first of all, if you want to hear from God, you need to have an open mind. And second of all, if you want to hear from God, I must take time to listen. I must take time to listen. I think that's coming up. Maybe it's not coming up. There we go. If you want to hear from God, I must take time to listen. Now, there's a new disease, although it's not really a new disease in America, and it's called hurry sickness. Hurry sickness is where we're constantly living life in a hurry. We're constantly moving, constantly doing this. I go to this. We even use the phrase, I'm going to run over to Walmart. I'm going to run into the store. And we call that hurry sickness. And if we're in a constant hurry, we cannot hear the voice of God. If we're constantly hurrying, God gets shuffled into the background and gets sort of shortchanged in our listening and our attention span. In Luke chapter 8, verse 6, Jesus said, some seed fell on the rocky ground. And when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Now, in Israel, much of the land is a very thin layer of topsoil that's on top of limestone. It's not rocky soil, meaning there are lots of rocks in it, but it's very thin soil on top of hard-packed limestone. And so when you broadcast the seed and it gets a little rain on it, it pops up, it grows up, but very quickly it falls apart. It shadows and changes. We live in Arizona. That's where we've lived for the last 35 years. And in Arizona, we have these things that are called Arizona poppies. There you get a picture of them, Arizona poppies. They grow in the wild. They're a wildflower. And when the spring happens and weather starts getting warm, and I know you're thinking it's warm there all the time, but when it starts getting warm and warm nights and we get a little bit of rain, these Arizona poppies just pop up on the mountainside. They just literally cover the wild in the mountainside. And they're beautiful. But when you hear that the poppies are out on the mountain, you better go look at them. Because in just a few days, because they're on top of rocky soil, or soil that has rock underneath, with the moisture, it will wither away into nothing. So you have to see them in just really the first week, or they're literally gone. The shallow soil represents a superficial mind. It represents a superficial mind. We hear it, and we get all excited about it, but it really doesn't change us. We react emotionally. I wish I had a dollar for every time someone came out of a service and said, "That was really a great message today, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. It just literally changed my life." And nothing happened. You see, it's emotionally charged, but then it drifts away and doesn't make a lasting difference. Jesus explains it this way in Luke chapter 8, verse 13. He said, "Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away." Now that's why I give you listening notes when I preach. And if you remember, I did that a year ago, and I'm doing it this weekend. We'll do it next week as well. Listening notes, because I know that the 90 to 95% of what you hear, you'll forget in 72 hours. Preacher, hate this statistic. By Wednesday, you'll have forgotten everything that I've said to you. It's just gone out of your mind. However, we know statistically that what you hear and what you read and what you write, you'll remember 80% of it. 80% of it. So I give you a tool to help you along the way. I don't want you to have this seed fall on rocky ground and 72 hours from now, you're just forgotten and it's withered away. But you're reading and writing and listening, and it's going to make a difference in your life so that when the heat is on, you can endure. Now, there are three ways that God wants us to let his word take root. The three ways are very simple. Bible study, you know this. Bible study, where you're involved and doing your own private time, your own quiet time, reading the word of God. And then church attendance, where you come and hear Pastor Michael share one of his incredible messages, and you hopefully start taking notes on it, and it will start transforming your life. Or a Bible study group, a Sunday school class, or a Bible study group where you can share and talk about the word of God. See, if you want to hear the voice of God, you have to have an open mind and not be resistant. You have to take time to listen and not be superficial. And thirdly, if you want to hear God speak, I must eliminate distractions. I must eliminate distractions. I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago when we weren't cell phone dependent, on Mother's Day when you tried to call your mom, oftentimes you'd be greeting with said, "All circuits are busy." How many of you remember that? All circuits are busy. Because everybody was trying to call their moms on Mother's Day and the phone lines got tied up. Well, there are times when lines get busy. Sometimes our mind are so busy with worry and other things that God can't get through. So if we want to hear from him, we have to eliminate the distractions. In Luke chapter 8, verse 7, Jesus said it this way, "Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants." And then he explains in verse 14, "The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go their way." Now look up here. As they go their way, as they go through life. As in, life is every day. You know, Monday's probably going to come tomorrow. And then Tuesday. And before long, it's Sunday again. You know, life goes. And as they go on their way, he says, they are choked out by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. And they do not mature. Now circle the word choked. The word choked there is the word apopageno, which means to be stressed out. They were so stressed out as they were going through life. And they were stressed out. Why? Well, because our lives are busy and filled with worry, Jesus said. Worry. Worry is a constant problem. Fretting, stewing. We worry about all kinds of things. We worry about the economy. We worry about our families. We worry about our health. We worry about our kids. And we worry all the time. Someone said that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. And that's true for sure. Not only does worry distract us in our life, but riches distract us in our life. What kind of riches are we talking about? Well, the ability to make more. But also, we can worry about riches by, am I going to have enough to make it through my life? Is my retirement going to cover me and for the rest of my life? Am I going to have enough to send my kids to college? Am I going to have enough to meet the next gas pump bill when I go fill up my car with gas? We worry about money all the time. It's amazing. It when you worry about riches, it dominates our lives. Paul says this in 1 Timothy 6:10. He said, for the love of money, stop there, look up. It's not money, it's the love of money. It's the worry and the frustration and the distraction of riches and will we have enough and do we have enough and can we earn enough? It's that distraction that keeps us from hearing the word of God. He said, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people are eager for money. They've wandered away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. Why? Because they're not listening to God. And the third thing that distracts us are pleasures. Now, there's nothing wrong with pleasures. God gave us many pleasures in life to enjoy. But we can be so busy pursuing those pleasures that we filter out the voice of God. So busy thinking about next fishing trip, the next golf trip, the next vacation, the next RV, that we filter out and don't listen to the voice of God. Now, many of you are farmers. Many of you have lovely gardens, I'm sure. Let me ask you a question. What do you need to do to get weeds to grow in your garden? What do you need to do to get weeds to grow in your garden? Somebody answer? Nothing. You don't need to do anything. It's true. It's amazing. But weeds are a sign of neglect. Weeds are a sign of neglect. That's true in our gardens, but spiritually it's true. It means you're neglecting your time of listening to God. So if we truly want to have our mind receptive to God, we need to have a mind that's filled with weeds, is a preoccupied mind. So we need to get rid of those weeds, those distractions, so that we can hear the voice of God. So if you want to hear the voice of God, I must have an open mind and not resistant. I must take time to listen and not be superficial. I must eliminate the distractions and not be preoccupied with the weeds of life. And fourthly, if I want to hear God speak, I must cooperate with what he says. I must cooperate with what he says. I must determine to obey what he says. Listen, my friends, God speaks to people who decide in advance that they are going to do what he tells them to. God speaks to people that he knows that they're going to be receiving his word and then acting upon that word. Jesus said it this way in Luke chapter 8, verse 8. He says, still other seed fell on good soil. Literally, soil that's prepared, that's cultivated, soil that's open and ready to receive the word. He said the seed fell on good soil and it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than it was sown. You're farmers, you know how that works. This is good soil. Jesus explains in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. He says, and the seed that fell on the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word and cling to it and patiently produce a huge harvest. The good soil is a willing mind. A willing mind. These are people to say yes to God even before he speaks to them. These are the people who have predetermined to do what God says. Friends, God so wants to communicate with us that he's broadcasting his word to us all the time. Everywhere you go, everything you do, God is speaking. God is trying to communicate with us and speak to our hearts. He's broadcasting his word all the time. But we, you and I, have to determine what kind of soil we will be. Will we be hard soil with a closed mind, unwilling to be receptive to God's voice in our lives? Or will we be so hurried that we're just superficial soil that receives his voice, but it takes no lasting root and we forget what he says almost as quickly as he says it? Or will we be distracted soil? so preoccupied with the weeds of worry and pleasure and money that we have no room for God to speak to us? Or will we be a good soil that predetermines to cooperate and obey God's voice in our and lives continually to do so? And when we do, it produces a huge harvest. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament, there are many of them, is found in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Maybe you know this story. Samuel was a young boy who was given to by his family to be the servant to God's prophet Eli. God spoke to the prophet. And so Samuel was unaware of this, but one night while he was sleeping, he was awakened to hear the voice saying, "Samuel, Samuel." I remember this story. And so he gets up thinking it's Eli, his master, calling him. And so he runs in and Eli is in bed asleep. And he said, "Eli, Eli, I'm here. What do you need?" And he said, "Oh, you must have been dreaming, son. Go back to bed. I wasn't talking to you. No one was talking to you." So Samuel went back to bed. And while he was asleep again, he heard the voice, "Samuel, Samuel." Well, he was sure this time it was Eli. He ran in and said, "Eli, master, what do you need from me?" And Eli said, "It wasn't me. I didn't..." Suddenly the light came on and he said, "Samuel, I think it's God speaking to you. So go back to bed, and when he calls you again, this is what you say: speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So Samuel went back to bed and fell asleep. And a third time, this gives me shivers, a third time he heard God say, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Are you? Will we? Jesus says that the choice is for us to listen. He says, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." I know what I've decided today. What will you decide? Next Sunday, I'm going to be sharing with you the second part of this I Pray series called "How to Know It Is God Speaking." When you hear a voice, how do you know it's God speaking? I hope you'll be back for that. Now, the key to all this is making sure you have a relationship with God. And if you've never surrendered your heart to Him, never made Him your Savior and your Lord, that's the key. The Bible says we need to get on base with God. And I understand that to mean that I need to be base, using her baseball illustration, that I need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the one and only from God. I need to admit, letter A, I need to admit that I'm a sinner, that my sin has separated me from God. The letter S in base stands for surrender. I need to surrender my heart to them. The Bible calls that repentance. I need to surrender my heart to Him and say, "You're my boss now." And the letter E is to express. I need to express that in Christian baptism, being buried with Him in the likeness of His death and His burial and resurrection. And if that's not a step you've taken, I encourage you to make that decision today, that you would let the Lord speak to you and you would say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Will you pray with me? God, I thank you so much for these truths. I thank you, Father, that you've given them to us, that we might hear and respond in a positive way. I know that you've been here speaking because you've been speaking to me about this for the last several weeks. And I pray, God, that you would help us each one to understand and apply this message of truth to our lives in such a way that we will be forever changed by what we hear. And I pray that you would bless us in that decision time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.